This RFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, welcome back to the Douglas Park Radio Show. We're coming to you live from the broom cupboard, which is currently the only dry spot in the building. I'm Tess.
And I'm Maddie. We'd like to apologise for the delay. We had to row a kayak just to get to the library this morning.
Seriously, I don't know if I was coming to school or joining an underwater expedition. If you're currently doing maths, I hope you're calculating how many litres of water it takes to turn the backfield into a giant lake.
Let's check the weather, though I think we all know what it is. Tess, what's the report?
Thanks, Maddie. Today's weather is officially wet. Not just a little bit of rain, but I think I saw a fish swimming past from 4 wet.
Our official sensors, which is just Maddie's left shoe, confirmed the playground is 90% puddle and 10% mud. We have a high tide warning for the sandpit, and the school office is considering hiring a lifeguard.
There's 100% chance of your socks getting damp the second you think about going outside. If you see Mr. Sinton, please check if he's starting building an ark.
Riveting stuff. Now, for the school news headline.
First up, the junior playground has been officially renamed the Douglas Park Water Park. No towels provided, and the swimming is strictly discouraged unless you're a duck.
In other news, the lost property box has started floating. If you're missing a yellow raincoat, it was last seen drifting towards the staff room.
A quick PSA for those wearing gumboots. Just because the puddle looks shallow doesn't mean it is. We lost a year 2 student in the deep one earlier. Luckily, we found them by following the bubbles.
And finally, a shout out to the teacher on duty today. We hope your umbrella survives the gale, or at least you have a very large snorkel.
Coming up next, we're handing over the mics to our scuba diving correspondents, Willow and Emma.
Keep your heads above the water, everyone.
And we're back. I'm Willow, and I've officially traded my school bag for a life jacket.
And I'm Emma, and I've tried to use a clipboard to paddle across the hallway, but Willow told me that was too unprofessional.
There's a rumour that Room 6 is going to stop using pens and start using waterproof crayons. It's a good idea. Mr. Riley is more suited to crayons than grown-up writing tools.
You're right, and it makes sense. It's hard to do handwriting when your paper is basically a wet sponge.
Over to sports news. Today's lunchtime football match has been replaced by a 100-metre butterfly strike.
The winners will be whoever manages to find the ball under all that water. We also have reports that Year 6s are trying to start a competitive synchronised swimming team in the middle of the turf.
Now for our favourite segment, Totally True Rain Fact.
Fact number one, if you stand under the roof drip for more than 3 seconds, you are no longer a student, you are a fountain.
Fact number two, the 5-second rule. For drop food, it does not apply in the flood. If it hits the water, it belongs to the eels now.
Fact number three, gumboots are great, but they are also basically buckets you wear on your feet. Once water gets in, you're basically carrying around a private pond with you all day.
Before we go, here's a reminder. Please stop trying to use your lunchbox as a boat. They're not seaworthy.
Up next we have, well, it's me. Hey Queens, Emma Dickin here, coming to at you live.
I'm Emma.
And I'm Tess.
Welcome to School News and Splash Sports.
She means grab your swimsuit and dive into school news, notices and sports.
First up, we now have more ducks and students in our school. Please contact Mr. Sinton if you happen to find a lost duckling roaming around the school grounds.
The number of half-drowned students is now up to 100. Year ones, please remember to wear your floaties. The teachers are tired of fishing you out of the puddles.
Netball is starting up for winter sports. Practice should begin soon.
Year 6 is happy to announce that camp was a success.
Kapa Haka has started. Shout out to our new teachers.
I am leaking a new inquiry called Beat Station. More on that later.
Hockey is also starting up. Who's ready to smack a ball with a stick? Not me. I'm a netball fan.
Same here. Here's a sport fact. If you kick a ball really, really hard, it won't go to Mars.
It's true. I tried it out. But it's the moment you've been waiting for. Drum roll, please. More on Beat Station.
It's about making music and teaching kids music. There are drums, ukulele, and so much more. Who's excited?
Me!
Next up is a science deep dive by Willow.
We're not finished yet, Emma.
Oops.
Hey, it's me, Tess.
And don't forget me.
Anyway,
Tess and Emma are out of the broom cupboard.
Hi, I'm Willow. Are you ready for a science deep dive on cows? Okay, let's get into it. Five fun facts about cows. Number one, best friends. Cows are actually really social animals. They can have best friends and even recognize people. And they have great memory. They can remember those who have been kind to them as well as those who have been mean. Number two, cows can swim. It might be hard to imagine, but cows are actually really good swimmers. They can move through water with ease, almost like they're Olympic level. Three, the big nap. Cows spend a lot of their time lounging. They will lie down for up to 10 or 11 hours a day, but they only spend 2 hours in deep sleep. Number four, the four compartments. You may have heard that cows have four stomachs. Actually, they have one stomach divided into four compartments. This system allows them to digest tough plants and grass, which is impossible for humans. These compartments work together to break down fibres. Number five, seeing red. Cows cannot actually see red. They are red-green colourblind. In bullfights, the bull doesn't charge because the cape is red. It charges because of the movement of the fabric. Next up, Tess. She is a really good bookworm.
Hi, my name is Tess and welcome to my book review. Drumroll please. Today we are talking about the first and second books in the Immortals Quartet by, another drumroll please, Tamora Pierce, Book 1, Wild Magic. This series follows a young female protagonist named Dane, who discovers she has a very special kind of magic. At the start of the first book, she gets a job as an assistant for a woman named Anua Chemtong, who handles the horses for the Queen's riders. When Anua first sees Dane, she also sees Dane's horse, Cloud, and actually offers to buy her. Dane refuses and explains she's actually there because she heard Anua was looking for an assistant. After asking Dane a series of questions, Anua hires her on spot. While they're on the road, they get attacked by immortals called Stormwings, creatures that look like a cross between a man and a metal bird. The Stormwings are actually chasing a black hawk. Dane rescues a hawk who turns out to be a powerful mage named Nymir Samaline. Nymir eventually becomes Dane's teacher. Along the way, they get help from a legendary knight sorcerer known as the Lioness, who helps Nymir recover. They eventually reach the capital. Dane speaks with the king, and that's it. No more spoilers for book one. You'll have to read it or listen to the audiobook yourself. Book two, Wolfspeaker. In the second book, Dane, Nymir, and the mysterious companion, who gets revealed at the end of the first book, go to help a pack of wolves in a place called Long Lake. The pack includes wolves named the Brokefling, Fleetfoot, Russet and Short Snout, but this isn't the whole pack, I won't spoil the rest. Things are pretty chill for a little while, but then Dane and Ymir are invited to a party in town. This is where things get seriously exciting. They stay up night at a hotel, but Ymir wakes Dane up early, saying they have to give a message to the king. On the way back, they meet up with the wolf pack, and Dane decides to stay with them. By morning, a mysterious barrier has developed the entire valley. My rating out of 10 stars, I rate it 1 million. I recommend the series for anyone who likes fantasy or snuggling down under a blanket to read a great series. Tess, over and out. Up next, we have Millie and a song about a snack.
Hi, I'm Millie, and I'm here to introduce Chicken Nugget Paradise. I wrote this song for the true nugget lovers, and for anyone who is just plain obsessed with chicken. It's a crunchy, delicious tune, packed with jokes and comedy. So get ready, get set for the best song of your life.
Hi, open the box, like treasure at dawn. Little golden moons, and the day was gone. One dip, two dip, sauce on my chin. Where those nuggets are calling me in, crunch in my teeth, soft in the middle. I got one more than I got a little nugget parade. Napkin in hand, I guard my nuggets like a tiny band. Barbecue, honey, ranch in a cup. If you say just one, I'm already stuck. Crunch in my teeth.
Michael Wilson is a prominent personality on Arrow FM 92.7, a community radio station based in Marsden, New Zealand. He has served as a manager at Arrow FM and has been involved with the station for many years. He was not born in New Zealand, so let's find out more about him. Thanks for being here with us today, Michael. First of all, what does your normal day look like?
It's a real blend. It goes from being really boring because I sit there and I do grant applications so that we have enough money to survive, and I do a lot of stuff at computers. But it's also really diverse and interesting because we have so many different people who speak various languages. All sorts of different interests come in, and I get to sort of welcome all sorts of different peoples into the place. Yeah. And, of course, they're all doing exciting programs too. So it's boring and exciting.
Yeah. Do you have a special radio voice that you only use when the mic is on?
I don't really, because I think the important thing is to be yourself. When I was young, you know, commercial DJs on the radio would have a commercial DJ voice and they talked like that, which I just thought was stupid and used to laugh at. I think it's important to be yourself, but a kind of heightened version of yourself so that you're still dynamic and interesting all the time. But you've got to be yourself, because if you're being somebody else, you might forget who that somebody is, whereas you never forget who you are.
Yeah. What happens if you have to go to the bathroom while on air?
It happens all the time. Not just to me, but to all of our program makers. You can usually see what they do, it's obvious, is they stick on a bit of music and they rush out the door and shoom, down to the loo and back in time. If you're not playing any music and you're lucky enough to have a guest, you can say, you keep going, and they will cover for you. You don't whisper because people can hear that anyway. The best thing is to just say, I got to go to the toilet. You keep talking.
Yeah. Have you ever accidentally said something embarrassing while the mic was still live?
Well, yes, but I say embarrassing things. I embarrass myself in normal life and on radio so many times that I can't think of a particular one at the moment. What I tend to do if I say something a bit stupid on air is I kind of double down and follow it up with even more stupid things and make it a thing. I kind of enjoy being a bit silly on air. I do get embarrassed a lot.
Do you ever wear your pajamas to work since the listeners can't see you?
I would love to. I'd love to wear pajamas to work. But the thing is, I manage the radio station. So I'm there, as I said before, welcoming people into the place, chatting, doing stuff with Veronica and Marina, who's our other work person. Not a good look in pajamas. Also, if you go to the station, we're on television as well. If you're comfortable wearing pajamas on television, go for it.
If you could only play one song forever, which one would it be and why?
Well, I wouldn't want to spoil any of my favourites, because can you imagine your favourite song playing forever and ever and ever? You'd eventually grow to hate it. So I don't want to play any Beatles songs, any Joni Mitchell, any Talking Heads, any Gotcha, any songs that I really like, because that would ruin it for me. But I also don't want a song playing that is going to drive me mad because of how bad it is. So what I thought I would like would be a piece of music that is pleasant to listen to, but that over time you could ignore, like ambient music kind of thing. And I thought Ravel's Bolero. I don't know if you know that, but it goes on and on and on. It's a great song, but it just goes. And I think I could just get on with my daily tasks and ignore it.
Yeah. Tell us more about your life before radio.
Well, when I left school, I became an actor. And I went down to Wellington to do university, but I also acted in a lot of radio plays, which is so much fun, and you get paid for it as well. So that was great. I did a lot of acting on stage, television, films, and I ended up doing a bit of stunt work, which I thought was fun, because you get to fall down holes or off ladders or, you know. Yeah. I once played a gorilla who fell off the side of a building. That was interesting. They've got a platform down below that, you know, you fall onto with mattresses and things down there. The main thing is none of it was that dangerous, but it's a psychological thing. I remember turning up. I used to be the stunt double for a character called Wurzel Gummidge. And you're too young to know about Wurzel Gummidge, but he was a scarecrow. And it was an English program, and they decided to do a series here in New Zealand. And I played a part on it, and my character must have done something a bit nifty. And they said, quite like what you did there. Could you double for Wurzel? And Wurzel took like 3 to 4 hours to get his makeup on. So I would sit in a caravan with the real Wurzel next to me, and we would both get made up. He used to be Doctor Who, by the way, that actor. And then I'd turn up on set and they'd say, oh, we'd like you to fall off that ladder, or you're riding a bike and you fall into that hole. And it was great fun. And I just, I liked falling over. I still do, but bits of me break nowadays. Lots of stuff. I was once in a movie where I wasn't there as a stuntman, but my character, they kept making me do stuff. I broke 2 ribs, sprained both ankles, and nearly drowned. So it's safer being at Access Radio.
If you can have any animal as a co-host, which one would you pick?
Well, I was thinking that a dog would be good because they're so loyal and they would always make me look good, right? Because they would always feed me the lines and I could say the thing that would make me look great. But also they'd be good at yarns. They'd, you know, talk about herding sheep or howling and stuff. We could howl together. I would enjoy that.
If you were a superhero, what would your radio theme name and superpower be?
I reckon Error Boy. Turning mistakes and forgetting stuff into a fun show. Falling off the chair, you know, dropping things, playing the wrong song. I once did a whole program where all I did was play sound effects. I made it look like it was a mistake. I kept getting the songs wrong. And ended up playing the sound of a tractor or a dinosaur or something weird. So, Error Boy.
If a dragon walked into the studio right now, what is the first thing you would ask it?
Try not to set the mics on fire.
What if it did? What would you do?
That'd be tricky because if you throw water on electrical stuff, you make the fire worse. So I'd have to have some kind of other beast that could suck the oxygen out of the room to stop the fire. Of course, then we'd have a problem with no oxygen, but oh well, I haven't thought this through.
Do you dance in your chair when the music is playing?
Yep. Chair dancing is great. Sometimes I get up and dance. We're on television as well at our place, but when you turn the microphones off, nobody sees you. They just see a shot of the street. But sometimes our program makers go, you know, I want people to see me. So they get up and dance and have fun and stuff. I don't sing along. Well, I do. I would sing along as long as my mics are off. But nobody wants to hear the presenter singing when their favourite track is playing, right?
Can you make a funny sound effect using only your mouth?
Yes, I think I can.
Did kids think about growing up and getting a job in radio?
I can imagine getting a job in radio, but I can't imagine growing up.
Okay. Thank you so much for spending this time with us today. We really appreciate it. Up next is Johnny with a movie review.
Hello everyone, my name's Johnny. Today I'm going to tell you about a great film from DreamWorks called Shark Tale. If you haven't watched it yet, you should probably see the movie first. If not, get ready for a lot of fun and excitement. Shark Tale was released in 2004. It critically flopped, but it was a big hit at the box office. Most people, like me, has grown to enjoy it after many years, roughly 21 to 22 years to be exact. And yes, I use a calculator for that. Don't judge me. It's for research. Wait, what were you talking about? Oh yeah, Shark Tale. Anyway, my favourite parts include the well-washed scene in the first 30 minutes where Oscar gets covered in gooey soap. I also love the part where Lennon the shark spares a shrimp and when Oscar acts tough even though he was lying. I'll try to keep this short so this isn't too long. Next up is the cast. Will Smith plays Oscar, Jack Black is Lenny, and sorry if I don't pronounce this right, Renee Zellweger is Angie. There are many other cast members, but this would be seven paragraphs long if I listed all of them. I left most of the movie out so you guys can watch it yourself. This is Johnny, and I'm out. Up next is Piper's deep dive about lemurs. I don't even know what those are. The King's Anne, and I'll see you soon.
Hi, I'm Piper, and today we're going on a trip to Madagascar to talk about one of the coolest animals on the planet, lemurs. Let's get started. First off, lemurs are very social. They love hanging out in big groups, which is great, until they have to decide what to watch on TV. All lemurs are native to Madagascar, which is the only place you can find them swinging in the wild. One of the most interesting things about them is that they have female-led societies. That's right, the girls are bosses. In a lemur troop, the females overrule the males for the best sleeping spots and the tastiest snacks. It's basically a queen-ruled jungle. Now, every animal has a bad guy they look out for. So for lemurs, that's the fusa. A fusa is a cat like carnivore that's actually related to the mongoose, but it looks like a small mountain lion. Lemurs are definitely not fans of fusas. Well, because fusas think lemurs are delicious. Sometimes people mistake lemurs for raccoons because of their ring tails and pointy faces. But don't be fooled. If you see a raccoon-looking animal jumping 30 feet through the air, it's probably a lemur. But if it's in your trash can at night, that's definitely a raccoon. Did you know a group of lemurs is called a conspiracy? That sounds like they're always whispering and planning a secret mission. Piper's question. What do you call a lemur who is a great secret agent? The answer, a mission in lemur able. Okay, I'm working on that one. Here's a few more amazing facts. The diet, they eat healthy mix of fruit, leaves, tree bark, sap, and flowers. Basically, they eat a giant salad every single day. Old timers. Lemurs are one of the oldest living primates on Earth. They've been around since the time of dinosaurs. Double tongues. Ring-tailed lemurs actually have two tongues. They have a main tongue for eating and a second sniffer tongue underneath for grooming their fur. Imagine having two tongues. You could lick two lollipops at the same time or tell two jokes at once. Super jumpers. These guys have some serious bounce. A lemur can jump up to 30 feet in a single leap. That's like jumping from one side of the classroom all the way to the other without touching the floor. Well, that's all the lemur news I have for now. Stay wild, Madagascar fans. Get ready for a tune. Here's Chloe.
Hello, world. I'm Chloe, and today we're moving away from the jungle and into the woods for a tribute to one of the most cleverest animals around. Most people think foxes are just sneaky, but did you know that they're actually like little forest doctors? It's true. They help us out by decreasing the spread of Lyme disease. They are also master builders. They can dig up a den up to 2 meters deep. Basement party. This track is all about the facts, the food, and the foxes. Crank up the volume, but not too loud, because these guys have extraordinary hearing. Foxes!
Today I'm going to tell you all about the shoebill, one animal not commonly known, so I'm here to tell you 9 fun facts about it to try to make this bird more recognisable. Fact 1. The shoebill has a unique shoe-shaped bill that can go up to 24 centimetres long and 20 centimetres wide, allowing it to catch large prey like lungfish and eels. Fact 2. Renowned for their stealth, shoebills are the ninjas of the avian world. Their hunting method is a study in patience. They become one with their environment, and when the moment is right, they strike with lightning speed, securing their meal. This ability to blend seamlessly into the swampy background makes them formidable predators. Despite their ungainly look, it's a dance of patience and power, where silence is the key to survival. Fact 3. Their prehistoric appearance isn't just superficial. Shoebill share a lineage with dinosaurs, even in their reptilian-like feet and massive heavy bodies. This connection is more than skin deep. It's a window into evolution. Their presence in the swamps is a living testament to the ancient world, a remarkable bridge from the past to the present. They are indeed a marvel of evolution. Fact 4. Found in low-oxygen papyrus swamps in African countries, they are classified as vulnerable, with only an estimated 3,300 to 5,300 adults left in the wild. Fact 5. While they lay 1 to 3 eggs, typically only one chick survives. The older, stronger chick often kills the younger one, a behaviour known as siblicide. Fact 6. They are usually silent, but they make a noise like a machine gun, called bill cluttering, during mating, communication, or to scare predators. Fact 7. Adults are mainly grey with yellowish eyes, while juveniles are brown. They stand up to 3.5 to 5 feet tall and have massive, sharp shoe-shaped bill that features a sharp guillotine-like edge to decapitate prey. Fact 8. To keep cool in their hot environments, they use a technique called gullet fluttering, where they vibrate their throat muscles and sometimes poop on their own legs to cool down. Fact 9. They can remain perfectly still for hours, leading them to be efficient hunters. Up next, we have the radio play. Get ready for drama!
Part 1. Entering play co-industry. Lights flicker on as worker 1 and worker 2 enter the abandoned toy factory.
Here we go, but I still can't believe we're doing this. They shut this place down for a reason.
Exactly, and we're going to find out why.
Soft skittering sound echoes above.
Did something just crawl across the ceiling?
Worker 1 shines their flashlight upwards.
Must be rats. I mean, this place hasn't been entered since 1890.
Not rats.
Co drops from the ceiling, smiling creepily.
Neither rats.
Co laughs as she scatters back to the vent.
What was that?
Worker 2 slips.
Was that a spider?
Worker 1 helps Worker 2 up. They enter the testing chamber. The prototype lays on the ground.
Leave. Leave now.
It talks. Being here was already enough. Now we're having talking robots.
Prototype lags, then the lights flicker off. Part 2. The toy twins speak. Her doll lays at the back of the hallway.
Hi, friends. You want to play?
What is that?
Welcome to the nursery. Please don't scream.
A metallic thud echoes. Prototype is awake.
I warned you.
You better run. Are you deaf? Run!
Part 3. The hunt begins. Worker 1 and Worker 2 run through the factory.
Run, run. I love when they run.
Prototype follows, slow but unstoppable.
You cannot escape. You entered. You belong.
Toy 1 appears in the doorway.
Let's play hide and seek. I'll count to 1.
Toy 2 appears behind them.
You hide, we seek, we always find it.
Laughing echoes through the long hallway.
Come on, we can do this.
Worker 2 stays puffed out. Part 4, the exit. Worker 1 and Worker 2 reach the final door. It's locked. Prototype approaches.
End of the hallway. End of the game.
Co crawls down from the wall.
Stay, play, forever, friends.
Toy 1 and Toy 2 appear behind them.
You never leave, just like the others.
Stay, stay, stay.
Worker 1 finds the key card.
Got the key card.
They swipe the card and opens the door.
Come on, we have got to go.
Worker 2 grabs Worker 1 as the prototype reaches out.
Ah!
Their vision goes blurry.
This is not over.
Co lunges at Worker 1 and Worker 2 get dragged and the doors shut.
We'll see you again, like the others.
Part 5, The Vanishing. Lights rise on the outside of the factory. The door, Worker 1 and Worker 2 escape through an open door. Winds blow through the empty doorway. A flashlight lays on the ground. A thorn ID badge, a drop notebook, no workers, no voice, just silence. A security guard enters the building confused.
Hello, is anyone there?
He picks up the ID badge, reads the name, frowns.
Those two were meant to check in hours ago.
He looks around, no answer. He backs away slowly, lights fade. The end. The workers are never seen again. The factory remains abandoned. The posters keep appearing. Play Co lives on.
The King's back for round 2, and it might be the jazziest one I have ever made. So grab your popcorn and headphones, because you might fall asleep to this. But please don't, just do some more maths. Anyways, enjoy!
The tree is gone after 30 plus years. The people did a good job removing some of the playground. So now I have to make this track. So long, tree, you will be missed. We will dig a grave, 'cause we are brave. Goodbye, tree, for your service. Good for hide and seek. Bye bye, tree. Bye bye, tree. You will become memories.
more popcorn.
But we don't like popcorn.
Then have ice cream then.
But we don't like ice cream.
Then just eat air.
This is Amaya, reporting live for our Book of the Week segment. Today we are diving into the world of middle school disasters with Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Ugly Truth by Jeff Kinney. Now I'm going to try my absolute hardest to not give the whole plot away, but no promises, this book is just too good. I highly recommend this book because the main character is Greg. Greg is in a massive hurry to grow up. He thinks being an adult will be all fun and games. But he starts finding out that growing up is, well, kind of ugly. Greg is under a ton of pressure. He's dealing with boy and girl parties, which are totally awkward. And he's realizing that his childhood is slipping away. One of the funniest and scariest parts is when Greg goes to the dentist and he's absolutely terrified. But his worries get even worse when he finds out he might have to get a headset. You know, those metal thing braces that go around your whole head? Okay. I'm totally giving the whole plot away now. I'll stop. If you like stories about embarrassing families, awkward school moments, and Greg's hilarious bad luck, you seriously need to read this book. And hey, if you aren't in the mood to read under the covers tonight, you can also find Diary of a Wimpy Kid movies over on Netflix. Out of 10 stars, I'd give this a 10. This is Amaya, signing off. Happy reading, everyone. Feeling hungry? Well, you will after this next segment. Here's Maddie.
Welcome back. I'm Maddie, and you are listening to the DPS School Radio Team. We're having a blast in the studio today, and I hope you're ready for something a little bit different. Now, we've talked about books, and we've talked about animals, but now it's time to talk about something very important, lunch. I'm here with another Suno song, but that is all about everyone's favourite fast food, KFC. Whether you're a fan of the popcorn, chicken, the secret herbs and spices, or you just really love those fries, this track is going to make you very, very hungry. So grab a napkin and get ready to dance. That's all from me, but don't go anywhere yet. Let's get into the music. So bye-bye for now.
Hi, my name is Chloe, and today I'm going to be talking about Stranger Things. It is a huge TV series, and I bet most of you have heard of it. But if you haven't, you're either about to find out, or you've been living under a rock. The first thing you need to know is the main characters known as the D&D group, Dustin, Lucas, Mike, and Will. The very first episode starts with them in Mike's basement playing Dungeons and Dragons. When Mike's mum tells them it's time to go, they hop on their bikes and head home. On the ride back, Will sees a terrifying creature called a Demogorgon. He bikes for his life, but his brother Jonathan isn't home because he took the night shift at work. Little did Jonathan know his brother would go missing, all because he wasn't there. The next morning, the group realizes that Will is gone. They start a search, but instead of Will, they find someone else, a girl named Eleven. That's when they discover that she has incredible secret powers. Okay, I think that's enough for today. If you want to hear more about the mysteries of Stranger Things, wait until the next radio show. I have plenty more to tell you. Bye for now.
Welcome back. My name is Piper, and I'm here today to interview the amazing Anna from our school office. Hi, Anna. Let's get started. First of all, what exactly do you do as an office lady?
I do everything. I keep the school running behind the scenes. It includes a lot of jobs that involves paperwork, communication, enrolments, invoicing, accounts, problem solving. I help students. I help staff. I perform first aid, and I pretty much just do the day-to-day administration.
That's very interesting. Now, for a very important question, what is your favourite colour?
My favourite colour has definitely got to be pink. Pink everything. If I need to buy something and it's available in pink, you can believe that I'll be buying it.
I love that colour too. So out of everything you do, what do you like the most about your job?
I like that no 2 days are ever the same. I'm constantly busy and there is a lot of variety. One minute I can be writing an email and the next I'm fixing a crisis that no one saw coming. As well as the students. I love the students, watching them grow and building their confidence.
I would have never guessed that. Moving on to snacks. What's your favourite flavour of Fruit Burst?
Oh, definitely has to be banana. Although a long time ago there used to be a peach flavoured Fruit Burst and that was amazing too.
Amazing choice. Now, what made you want to come and work here at Douglas Park School?
Honestly, it felt like a kind of school where you can have fun, enjoy yourself, while still doing meaningful work. Also, I'd heard a lot of great things and it was highly regarded.
Awesome. Okay, here's a big one. Do you like bacon?
I love bacon. Bacon goes with everything and you can use it at every mealtime.
Oh my gosh, I love bacon too. We have so much in common. Besides this, what's your absolute dream job?
Oh, that's a really hard one, and it took me a long time to think about this, but I always wanted to be like an events coordinator where I could be involved and organise all major national events.
Excellent. Did you work at or go to any other schools before you joined us here at Douglas Park?
No, I've never worked in another school before.
Wonderful. And finally, do you have a pet at home? And if you do, what is your pet's name?
I have two cats. One is white and one is like a dark tabby grey and black. I originally named them Salt and Pepper because they literally look like salt and pepper. But then my children and their auntie decided to rename them and they became Bob and Tina, as in Bob Marley and Tina Turner. Then they got changed again to Bob the Biter because Bob liked to bite. And Tina got changed to Tina the Tabby.
That's such a cool name. Well, that's all the time we have for now. See you later, everyone. Bye.
Hi there, I'm Willow. I wrote this song to remind everyone about dragons. Even though some people might not care about them, I definitely do. I believe they're still out roaming the earth and the oceans and the skies. I hope this song helps you see them too.
Dragons are everywhere, dragons are everywhere, built in your bones. In the sky, in your eyes, your cold blue eyesight is deafening, is deafening. Your scale are diamonds, they come in different colors, colors and shades. Dragons are everywhere, dragons are everywhere, built in
Just like that, we have reached the end of our show. I'm Amaya, and I finally stopped talking about middle school disasters and dental drama long enough to help finish this broadcast.
And I'm Chloe. I'm still vibrating from all that fox energy.
Yeah.
My ears are still ringing like a fox's extraordinary hearing. So please, don't scream.
Wow, Chloe, we've really covered a lot today. We went over rowing kayaks through the school library to exploring creepy and abandoned toy factories. I'm still a little bit worried what happened to those workers who got dragged into the darkness at Playco Industries. Do you think there's snacks in there?
If they do, it's probably just those fruit bursts that Piper and Anna were talking about. Or maybe some soggy school lunch boxes like that students tried to use as boats.
Whatever you do, don't eat any food that fell into the floodwater. Remember the rules. If it hits the puddle, it belongs to the eels now.
That's a fact. Anyway, we've got to get out of this broom cupboard before it officially becomes a submarine. But before we go, we have some top secret hints about what might be happening next time.
Next show, we might be investigating a mystery in the staff room. Rumour has it, someone has been stealing all the good biscuits. Or maybe we'll find out if anyone actually managed to kick a ball all the way to Mars.
And we might have a special report on the weather. The school ducks have started their own netball team. I heard they're really good at the 100 metre butterfly stroke across the backfield.
So keep your gumboots on, even if they're just buckets you wear on your feet. And keep your invisible crown straight, queens.
Stay sparkly, stay clever like a fox, and don't turn into a fountain by standing under the roof drips.
Amaya and Chloe signing off. Thanks for listening to the DPS radio show. Over and out.